Om Shanti. It is a great pleasure to be with all of you and to be able to share some of personal experiences. And everybody knows the topic. It is living the life of happiness through small acts of goodness, small actions. Just to give my brief introduction, my name is Ram Prakash. Presently I am living in New York. I took knowledge in 1974 and I have completed 40 years, and since about 36 years I had been in the United States. And I honestly can tell you, I had been having 40 years of life of goodness and happiness actually. And when we come to Baba, we don't know what exactly is going to happen to us. We have no clue. We all grow with little bit of skepticism, little bit of courage, little bit of looking forward, and somewhere I am ready to be vulnerable. I am ready to fail. I am ready that whatever happens to me, I am going to continue on this path. I was 22 years old when I came into this. Now many, many young people come to Baba. In those days, it was very difficult, the way the social structure, the family structure was in India. Somebody coming at that age was not very usual. So, when I came, the sisters were looking for help. They came into our house, they stayed there for about 3 months, and only thing I was interested in was to help them. I was miles away from spirituality. That's the last thing I ever wanted to hear from anybody. So I will help them because my auntie was in this thing and she's made me promise that I will help the sisters. So as soon as I will help, I wanted to sneak away so fast before anybody dared to stop me. That's how I used to be. But it just happened that the senior sister asked me to stay back, and the first lesson I got was the cycle. In the middle somewhere. But I got into it, and I can honestly say that the way the structure, family and the social structure is, that being an engineer, I'm an engineer by profession. So I was able to think in terms of engineering for the spiritual energy. Because in the beginning, I didn't know what I am doing. And I did not know what meditation is much. I only wanted to help. And those were my moments of joy. Other time, I am only thinking when the meditation will finish, when the class will finish, so that I could talk to people and do something. That's all. And little by little, I am there for 40 years now. And I have to see, you know, like when we think of small actions, lots of time we think, in order to be happy, I have to do big things. We don't. You know, my moments which I remember, the moments of happiness, which I could recall significant, you know, with my present life, is I was about 12, 13 years old when you start to get some pocket money. And I went to the, you know, like they have vendors outside and selling apples. We were not financially sound. So, get some money and I bought one apple. In India at that time, to have an apple was like a big luxury. Apple, wow. So, I bought the apple and I was just ready to bite. All of a sudden, I remembered my three younger brothers. And I said, forget it. I brought that apple home and I called all three of them and I cut it into four pieces and everybody got that quarter apple. The smile I saw on my brother's faces, it made me so happy. That was my first, vivid experience of happiness. Eating instead of full apple, eating quarter apple was much, much more happy and tasty. And somehow, even though it's a very small thing, but it really, that experience, every time I had a situation, that where giving something, helping somebody, like even when we will eat food, the tradition used to be first the elder ones eat, then the younger one. And I used to notice elders will eat, then the younger will start to cry. I ended up eating at the end all the time. And I accepted it. But that gave me, to me, that feeling I will eat at the end has helped me so much living in Brahman life. Have patience. Let everybody eat. And then you do it. It's a very small thing. But it goes a long way. When I came into this knowledge, being an engineer, people will not expect you to do physical things. Like for example, I used to find that whenever there is a program, there's a big load of the pots. And the sisters are doing it. Now, I said, oh, I can help you. At home, I will never do it. But at the center, I say, I don't know anything else. What can I do? So I say, I will do it. And then what happened when I started doing it? People started laughing at me. I say, you're doing this thing? And then that's the time I started to close the door of the kitchen and I will do it incognito. But the joy I used to feel when I'm doing the pots. At least I'm useful in something. So I grew with doing small things because I was lacking so much of self-confidence or self-worth. Means like we come to Baba as if I'm nothing. And when I come to Baba, we feel somebody is recognizing me. So, it just happened little by little. I kept growing and then I happened to come to America and I joined Brahma Kumari's Sister Mohini. That was in 1979. I joined them. I came to 77 and they came in 78, but I had a tough time dealing with the law kicks and convincing them that I am doing the right thing. But I came, and over there also, I was ready to do small things because I know small things, nobody will feel bad. See, what I find, when you're doing something big, so many people could be jealous of you. How come you are doing that thing, not me? Even when they will say hello, they will not even look at you. They will look down and thinking that why you are there, not me. But if I am doing vacuuming or if I am mopping the floor or if I am doing the pots, you think anybody will be jealous of me? Will anybody want to say, come on, you want to do my job? Come on, isn't it? Be my guest. In other words, and what I also notice, then when I am doing small things, any time anybody will come and say hello to me, they will be smiling. Any time. Whenever you are doing small thing, the yajna, people will come, they will feel so connected with you. And what I found, that actually, no matter where you go, there is always something to do. And to do small things need a lot of courage. We think to do big things need courage, but to do small things, because somewhere you might feel what people will think about me. Maybe that's all I am worth. But what I found, that when I am doing small things, because not many people want to do it, you get a lot of blessings. And actually, you start to live the life of blessings. And when I do work with my hands, it really energizes the body. It gives you strength. You don't get tired. You don't get sick. And even your sicknesses go away. Lots of times. I can, you know, speak from the experience. So many times I felt miracles happened in the body. That where my pain went away by doing small things. I give one instance. Dadi Janki was coming to New York and we had a lot of things lined up which I will do, because I happened to be there the only brother for about 15 years. Means there were others too, but who will be available? So there were always a lot of things to do, and then I was ready to go to get some printing, you know, which had been done. And all of a sudden, I am at work, I had the spasm, you know, in my back. You know, the muscle pull. And usually it takes about 1 week when that thing happens. Is when she, oh, you know, all of a sudden, now you cannot turn, you cannot look, you cannot even look around and all that. Now, I am wondering, what is going to happen now? My 1 week is gone. But there was nobody else to bring the printing material. I had to drive 1.5 hours. Literally, I could not even turn my neck. With the great difficulty, I went to the printer, then picked up those, many bundles. Then I came home, and I saw Sister Mohini, and the way I was walking, she noticed that something is wrong with me. She said, "Are you all right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm all right." She said, "Looks like you have a little bit." I said, "A little bit." And what I noticed, she did not even say, "Go take rest." Because there is no other person to do. The things I have to do, I had to go do grocery. And there were about 20 bags I had to carry. And with so much difficulty, I said, I don't know what's going to happen to me. And then after I did the grocery, then I had to, take Dadi's, other people to the program. Then I had to do other things, so many things. So it was 11 o'clock in the morning when it started. And I thought I will take rest 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It was about 11 o'clock by the time I went to bed. And I told everybody, if you don't see me, you know where I am, you know. Because I thought that my day is finished now, you know, all the time. But to my amazement, 4 o'clock, all my pain disappeared. So perhaps whatever the spasm happened, it needed all kind of movements which the work was able to provide, and it set itself back into normal thing. So any time when I have a back problem or something, I will go and start doing the parts. Someone say, "Ram, you were supposed to take care of your back." I say, "That's what I am doing." You know, those are the, and when these things happen to you, you cannot deny that experience. This is a reality. And there are many instances like that, that where my body became straightened up or removed my pain by doing actions, small actions. And when that thing happens, there is more and more courage, there is more and more zeal and enthusiasm. And it also builds your capacity. Every time you do, and small actions, like for example, you go any place, you go into the kitchen, there is always something to do. The pots, or this thing, or wiping of something, if nothing else in the cupboard, you can pick one or two cupboards and you can clean anything. And you know, see how much the person will appreciate you from your heart. And I learned the blessings don't come only from the seniors. The blessings come from the junior ones too. Young and small and the big one, everyone. You know, just like when you give happiness, you know, the law of what goes around comes around. The law of action and reaction. So when it is almost you are hitting somebody with happiness and it comes back and hits you back and you become much, much more happier than even other person. So this is where I learned that keep on doing small things, because small things there are always to do. Big things, if you see in any program, you think of big, big programs, 95% of the work is all small, mundane things. Really 5% is the real high class work. Now the ones who do only the high class, what happens? They can do only that 5%, 10% of time, but what about 90% of the time? 90% of the time, they feel lost. I have seen people, big, big people, when they don't know what else to do, because that's the only thing they know. But the small things, it makes you ever ready, it makes you happy to do anything you want in your life. And because of doing small things, you are always welcomed wherever you want to go. Because you are going to only help wherever you go. So they won't have any question, why should we call this person or not? Because they know the person will take care of himself. So this is how I, you know, grew up in my life, doing small things. And you build like relationship with the nature. Like for me, when I'm doing the pots, I feel I'm playing with water. And I'm massaging the pots. And when the pots get shined, I feel they're smiling. Say, thank you so much. I was lying there dirty. You made me clean. Now I can sit with my friends, you know. I can join them, you know. You know, you feel, you pick up the dust with your hand, the dust is feeling so happy that, oh, I touched the soul. And it is going to tell its friends, oh, you know, today I touched the soul. You know, one time I give you a small example, there was a pile of snow. We had 26 storms in New York, and really like doing one time, two time, every time it was like 26 inches of snow. So every time about 6-8 inches is falling. And by that time, I remember I did it three times. My body did not have any drop of energy left. And then I went to work as well. And when I came from work, I knew there is snow out there waiting for me. But I did not want to even look at it. You know, I just came and I saw the snow and I was looking around. I really felt the snow is telling me that, look, you played with all the other snow which came before, and what wrong I have done, won't you play with me too? You know, my feelings. And, you know, it was dark time, dark, 8 o'clock in the evening. I look this way, that way, nobody is watching me. I literally started to roll in the snow. I say, I'm going to play with you. I'm going to play with you. I rolled and rolled, and finally I felt so fresh. Then I picked up the machine and cleaned up all the snow and did not even feel tired. You know, that is the real experience I had in my life. Now, how can I deny it? You know, that is where I feel when you think of, because lots of people say to me, Ram, how come you remain happy? And I accept these days. You know, before I used to think, no, you know, people are just thinking I'm happy. But now I feel, yes, I have lived the life of happiness for 40 years. And I find the secret behind it, because my whole life I have done small things. But then Baba gives chances for the big things too. It's not that there is a fear. If I keep on doing small things, I know in the beginning somebody said, oh, you are developing the sanskaras of small things. So probably in the golden age also you will do the small things. But it is not that. Because the happy, because you don't remember what you did. You only carry the effect of what you did in the form of sanskaras, and that is of joy, the happiness, unlimited zeal and enthusiasm, courage, and healthy body, healthy mind, and blessings from other people. You don't really have to make effort. I honestly can tell you, I don't struggle in Brahman life forever. Sometimes I'm even a little bit feeling guilt. My gosh, why people like me? I don't do anything. Why people think I am doing good, or I am feeling I am doing fine, taking everything lightly. You become burden-free because you're using your body constantly, you know. And that is how the body feels so happy, because you're putting it to do good things. I remember Dadi Janki 25 years ago, you know, small center where we have, she mentioned that we became impure by doing the impure actions through this body. And it is going to be through the body, doing the good actions, I am going to become pure. I never forget that. That it is, even though we see that when we did wrong action, the body was much, much, stronger. Like beginning of 63 births. And the body was better and better. And then when the body became totally, you know, the last birth, totally old. And through the old body, I am doing the benevolent work. I am doing the elevated actions. And that is where the soul becomes pure. You know, it has gone into my system. So I really don't try to be, you know, feeling any guilt. Even if I make some mistake, I honestly love myself. It's okay, you know. I am able to forgive myself very easy. Because I know through forgiveness, through giving love to myself, I can change. I can have the positive, you know, outcome. So I try to always, rather than feeling guilty about any negative things or wrong things I have done, I try to say, I can make up for it. If I hurt somebody, my best way of saying sorry or giving them back is, I will make up. If I hurt them 10 units, I will give them 15. This way, my accounts are positive with everybody, with nature. And then, when I'm ready to fly, nobody will bother to bring me down. And that's how, you know, being light. And these are the experiences I wanted to share, that, you know, you don't need to do big things in your life. Simple good actions, you know, ordinary good actions, you know, like I honestly feel myself to be always like an ordinary person. And doing ordinary work, ordinary actions. So when I do ordinary, but I keep on doing, keep accumulating ordinary actions, one after another, after another, after another. So I do extra and extra ordinary actions. So I become from ordinary to extraordinary. You know, this is how I think. And then lots of time people will tell me, Ram, people are using you. You know, like it happens. Sometimes we are innocent. They say, people are using you. And you know how I feel? If people are using me, that means I am useful. Otherwise, I will be useless. Let people use me as much as they can, so that I am more valuable. So, my value is not what I am doing, but whatever I am doing, I am putting my values in that actions and make that action valuable action. So this is how, you know, like we can see that doing yajna service with hands, because I see all the senior ones, what I notice, you will see that all the dadis, the senior sisters who are successful at present time, who are dadis and who are really on the highest point, the ones who did physical work with their hands from the right from the beginning. Take any example. So doing the work from the hand, because that is where the body becomes stronger, becomes pure, creating zeal and enthusiasm, and you feel close to Baba. And that what make us happy. So this is how I want to now share little about this 7 billion acts of goodness. That for few years ago, we had been thinking that some big thing has to happen. Actually, it happened. It was about 4 years ago. I got a chance to be part of this annual meeting of all the Bharatvasi teachers. And somehow or another, before that, I was talking to Nirvair Bhai. For whatever reason, we were saying that what can we do something big? What can we do something big? And he said, you know, bringing the President of United States to India. So, you know, but you know, somehow or another I share that because Dadi asked me to share of the, you know, the foreign service, and I shared something over there. But when I went to New York, you know, we were thinking more and more and more, and this 7 billion acts of goodness, it came from where somewhere reading that happiness is contagious, that if I am happy, seeing me, some other people will be happy. They did study for about, you know, on about 10,000-20,000 people. They felt that if one person is happy, unknowingly the people who know that person, they are close to them, they will be happy. And looking at them happy, more people will be happy. And then looking at them, another people will be happy. They said 4 layers, you know, happiness. That means happiness growing. It's like a flu virus. How it get spread, so happiness is also contagious. So, but the experience was happiness comes from when I am able to do something good. Then I feel happy. So the real source of happiness or generating of happiness comes from doing small good actions. And so the thought was that how the atom bomb, you know, this is how, you know, chain reaction of happiness. Atom, in order for atom bomb to explode, you know, there are, you know, those atoms, they strike each other, then they form another, you know, molecule, then some of the energy is released that turn into atomic energy. And they keep on growing, keep on growing, keep on growing. Finally, a critical mass is reached, it explodes. And when it explodes, that is smaller bomb, then it makes the bigger bomb explode. So something similar kind of concept, You know, you have heard about 100th monkey. You know, like one monkey, you know, it's a village, they had their own community of the monkeys, and they used to eat dirty potatoes. And one monkey by chance saw his potato rolling and rolling and went into the water, and the potato got clean, and he saw when he started to eat, he felt really good. And then he started to wash potato. And looking at that person, somebody else started to wash the potatoes. So then the third one, then the fourth one, then the fifth one, and they started to enjoy looking at them. More monkeys started to wash potatoes. And when the 100th monkey washed the potato, the whole community started to wash the potatoes. And when the whole community started to wash the potatoes, the monkey communities in the surrounding, they also start to wash the potatoes. It's a similar kind of concept. When a critical mass of goodness will reach, it can explode. You know, we talk about volcanic bhatti. People think of volcanic explosion, but volcanic happiness. Can I experience that? Volcanic exploding inside of joy, of love, of care, of goodness. And maybe that's the moment the whole world will come to, into the new era. But question was, what is the, critical mass? So the thought was, there are 7 billion people in the world. And if collectively we can all do 7 billion good acts in the name of each individual soul in the world, maybe that might be the critical mass. Maybe some miracle will happen. It will trigger the explosion of goodness in the world and the new age begins. Who knows? So that was the concept behind. So what we will do, we will show the video. And because I wanted to introduce, it started 3-4 years ago, but it was taking its roots. Then the youth started to actually experiment with it. In America, there were about 50-60 of them. They will do something good, and then whatever experience they will have, they will share with each other. And based on those experiences, actually, then they develop the concept, they develop the material. At present time, we have everything. Material is ready to go. Anybody wants to do it, and we found so successful. So we did over 100 programs in the United States. And now is the time, because they started to talking other people, we started to talk, we want to bring to India, we want to bring in other countries. And as I mentioned, that we have all the materials. But let's see that, they have created one video. And also I want to tell that, that we have created two different variety. One is for BK family too. Act of goodness for BKs, because with BKs, when we say what is the definition of good action, for BKs is different. Because BK can say that, oh, we are always doing good actions. But for BKs, what I do above and beyond my capacity or duty. And also what I do with the right consciousness, with selflessness, that's a good action. But we also want to bring it to the world in general, and we allow them to think their way, what they think is act of goodness. So it is something to that, and we will explain, and now we can play that, see the video which we have created and how you feel about it. And then we can continue with other. We have also some PowerPoint, some history of that. And then we will discuss. And if you have any questions, we could, share our experiences. It is just to be like as if you are serving the whole world. If you look from that angle, like being with Baba's meditation. See, how was it? See, something simple. And see, I have to tell you that all these things are moving so fast. I received, you know, some other thing we thought, you know, we could share with you. We have, because it had been going on for the last 3-4 years. Somehow or another, because it looks to be so big, it looks like more like, you know, you are... Are you crazy, you know? 7 billion acts of goodness. 7 billion. You know, it's a lot of actions, right? How are we going to do it? Because in 1986, we had 1 million minutes of peace appeal, if some of you know. And that was, it took the whole world to collect
So, of course, in Bharat they did plenty of them, but it took a long time to do 1 million only thoughts of peace. No? Like a minute of silence, a minute of meditation, something like that. And now we are talking about 7,000 times actions. So how it could be possible? But we also have grown up. So we started to see that we should be able to provide you all the material, everything, so it's ready to go. You will get everything in the on the platter. You know, because they have, so I am going to show some of the slides. It will show that some of the material which we have provided and how we can take it to different places and all that. I am also watching it for the first time, by the way. I have no clue what and what slides there are, but we will see that, you know, so please forgive me if I am not able to explain to you anything particularly. Okay, so that you see it. See, this is what, you know, like even Sunday's Murli Baba said that we have to serve all the work, you know, departments, all the religions, all the countries. And this seven, you know, you saw the video, there is nothing controversial. No matter which religion you belong to, you want to be happy. You want to do something good. Anybody can take it. Because it is neutral. So, when Baba talked about in this Murli, and Baba said there is 1 year, and some or other, they even created the slide that, you know, that look, even Baba is saying, it's the time that we move. And then it shows when we did Million Minutes of Peace Appeal in 1986, we were in a small single family house in New York. And all the Brahmins from all over the world came, and then we did the program, the culmination, 10,000 people at that time invited in a huge church, most famous church in New York. And if we could do at that time, Million Minutes of Peace Appeal, now we have grown multi-millions, you know, and we got 7 Peace Messenger Awards from United Nations. Just by doing that thing. And now, see, so that since that point, we have not done anything big. Maybe this is the time for an international big thing. And it has to be beyond our capacities, you know. If we do something to me, if we are doing something within our capacity, there is no fun, there is no charm. You don't need any extra effort. Oh, well, I can take care of it. Only when you do something above and beyond, that is where you are going to experience Baba's help. Otherwise, Baba is sitting here saying, no, that is within your capacity. I don't have to come into the picture. You can take care of yourself. So we will not experience Baba's help. But when we take up something big, and so maybe this is the time that it, you know, it has the ingredients. It has the potential to be taken to the world. You know, he's saying that, you know, because it, you know, recently you could see Baba is talking so much, do something new, do something together, let there be one program in the whole world which is done everywhere, you know. And so it, you know, you can read it yourself, you know. It resonates with everyone, inspiring people to perform benevolent actions, starting with the self and towards 7 billion people of the world, can bring us together and also close to the innate goodness within. To create a wave of kindness and compassion in the world and bring about the golden morning and the new era. The team, you know, as I mentioned, people really experimented with it. So it was not just, you know, for a few days or something. And then based on that, they created that thing. And also, as I mentioned, something will be public facing and BK facing. For BK, it will be a different, you know, what is positive thought? I mean, positive action or good action.
even the definition will be different for us as well as for the world. So we will create those two parallel kind of program. And this is how they created, you know, this is all part of, we have available artwork and everything. And I have actually created about some CDs where we have all the resources in it. The video is there and all these slides. So what you're seeing, so we have this poster over there. And then these are the different posters which, you know, they individually, they're available in that resources. And then implementation is interfaith initiative starting at a grassroots level. It is a complementary program. So what it means by complementary is in any program, actually you can introduce it within 10 minutes or 7 minutes. You can show the video and then share a little bit about it. And then we have created form where, and you know, I will show it to you. Somewhere it must be launched with a family, a group of people, or in the program to create wave of goodness, offered to colleges, university, and other organizations. Can potentially tap into the energy of new BKs and contact souls to carry the initiative forward. You know, this is one of the things that we are not going to use the energy who are already busy in doing Baba's work, you know, because Baba's yajna goes on. So we cannot use that energy. Many times we do program, only those people who are already so busy, we put more load on them. But there are so many people who really want to do lot for Baba, but they just don't know what to do. I honestly used to think that I am like a monkey, you know. I want to do things, this, that, but I don't know what to do. And only when I got some direction to do something, I felt so happy. And I think Rama also, you know, Ram took the army of the monkeys and turned them into, you know, made them into the worthy of the temples and was able to do the, you know, like it's win over the of Ravan. Now, so that means we are going to use new people and the new BKs, etc. And then again, whenever we do the program, either you can do program on its own, or you can do, as I mentioned, few of the, you know, like a 5 second. And you know, then we also mention how can you do the program, which we have seen that when you talk about it, for example, I shared something about goodness, and then you show the video, and then we also have a form which people can fill up commitment cards. Let me see where it is showing, you know. The panel discussion, etc., you know, that cafe for youth they did, and some of the, we did India Day parade. We carried, you know, well, about 125 Brahmins carrying all the banners and everything. We call it 7 billion acts of goodness. You know, this is the banner we have created, which is also there. All the artwork is there. This is the flyer which we have. And you can all change, because we will make it in such a way you can make changes according to your program, according to your background, wherever you're going for the program. This is the t-shirt we have created. You know, we distributed about 400 already over in United States. And so these are the posters, some of the things which we have created. And they could be enlarged and create an exhibition. This shows the ripple effect of goodness. So these are the bookmarks. You know, lots of times you can give to people and people like it. And it has all the information. So these are the commitment cards. But you can also make simple commitment cards, you know, like which people can fill up. And we have done about 100 events. Let me see what else. So this is what, you know, we did India Day Parade in New York, and those are some of the pictures, you know, like where all the BKs, you could see some of the banners, goodness returned, 7 billion acts of goodness. Everybody really, really enjoyed. We were such a, we took up a whole block. When we are walking, nobody could miss us. So, you know, this is what I find, you got to overwhelm. Any time when you want to do something, overwhelm people. Only then things work out. So, So these are some of the, some of the street fairs they did. They made some games for the young people and all that. So this is how, some programs which we did. So, and if you want to contact, anytime you need more material. So what we have, I have about 35, 40 CDs in which we have all the resource material, whatever you saw over here, it is in there. So means artwork. And so what I will think that some of you who can take it to your place, because many, many instruments must have already gone, and I can offer in such a way that so that you can have, each place can have, one CD if you like. And then we can make more. So whosoever is interested and they feel that they're going to take it to the further step. Also, we have some, papers over here showing that if you want to be on the list where you need any other information, you can write your email and leave it over here. So anything you need, we can always give to you, and also we can contact you for future programs, etc. So that is what the total program is. I finish over here. We have 2-3 minutes. Anybody has any question? But after the 7:30, if anybody has question, you can also ask because we finished 7 o'clock. Anybody has question or thought or whatever you want to share? You like it? You think it's doable? Huh? Yeah. So who you think, who think it's doable? Or, it's possible, huh? You know, it's not difficult, right? Yeah. See, that is what it, because it's doable, it is simple, it's neutral, and I can start from anywhere, from my family. You know, I honestly tell you my personal life, lots of times you think, oh, I'm tired. And, other people can do it. Immediately we think, but I am doing acts of goodness. My act of goodness is when I do something above and beyond. When I'm tired, let me give the final push. Let me go extra yard. And that extra yard is the real, real goodness. And that is, call it, in engineering, construction, they call it maintenance, emergencies, and the third is capital improvement. And the capital improvement means when you are growing. So the whatever extra you do, that becomes part of your growth. And that is how it will bring such a joy in life. So any question you have, and whosoever can come, I will 7:30, because we can sit in meditation right now and think about it. Any idea you have, you can leave the email address and then you can contact us anytime, and anything you need, we can provide to you. Okay? Thank you so much for listening.